What up? My brother, BTG. Open Run with BTG. Man, it's good to be back in the gym, man. This is your brother, 12 Kyle, from the 12 Kyle Podcast. Hey, man, if you're going to let me in the gym every week, I'm coming. Pause. But I will show up. Hey, I want to throw something at you real quick. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. I'm pretty sure you're not aware of this because you probably weren't alive when it happened. But did you know that before the 1988 basketball season, the LA Clippers in your city tried to trade for Michael Jordan? They discussed a trade with the Bulls involving Jordan where they would get the Clippers' number one pick and the number six pick in the 88 draft. Obviously, they did not make the trade, but it would have been significant because at the time, Jordan is 23 years old. He's coming off a season where he averaged 37 points a game. And now keep in mind that 88 season was Jordan's golden season where he averaged 35 a game, led the league in scoring. He was defensive player of the year. He had like 3.6 steals a game. He won the slam dunk contest in Chicago. He stole it from Dominique. And he also won the All-Star MVP. So imagine what it would have been like if Jordan were a Clipper. So I said all that to say this, Baylor. My question to you is, if that trade happens, which it would probably have been, you know, for Chicago, the dumbest trade ever. If that trade happens, how does Michael Jeffrey Jordan finish his career? Do you think he ever gets to a scoring title? Do you ever think he wins a championship? I think he wins multiple scoring titles. I think he does not win a championship. For all I know, Jordan becomes Dominique Wilkins. But BTG, I'm throwing a question to you and your listeners. If Jordan gets traded, and keep in mind, by this time, it is his, he's going into what will be his fourth year in the NBA. If Jordan gets traded to the Clippers, how does his career end up? Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for listening. And I appreciate you, my brother. Peace.
12 Cal gonna be the reason why my sports episodes, my sports show in general is gonna be at the top, man. Because with questions like that, first of all, let's just say this. That's a crazy question, though. I mean, now, well, first of all, let's get back to it. Did I know of it? Nah, I was too young. In 88, I was six. If y'all hear any background noise, I'm in a hood recording tonight. So y'all just going to have to deal with those L.A. elements. But it's going to be a lot of dogs, car alarms going off, might hear a helicopter. And that's not that's not stereotypes. That literally, two of those just happened. But no, I was six. And then, you know, obviously at 6 years old, I'm not retaining information like that. But I didn't hear about that till I was older, right? But 12 Kyle is right, because I didn't hear much of it even as an adult. Did I hear about it? Yeah, but it's almost like they swept it under the carpet or some shit like that. You know, you'll probably see it on like TikTok, randomly on Twitter or X, if that's what you want to call it. And they'll have some random NBA stats or NBA facts, I should say. Right. So no, he is right. I was too young to even know about that and things like that. Like the last biggest Bull trade when I was young at that time is when they was talking about Scottie Pippen. And that's when he headed to Houston. You know, before that, it was a possibility that we was going to see him in a Lakers jersey in his prime, you know, or the tail end of his prime. Because Portland, to me, he was still there. You know, I think his defense had shed it off a little bit. But, you know, that's Scottie Pippen in Portland. That's Scottie Pippen in Houston. That was still a good Scottie, right? MJ in the Clippers jersey. Let me just say this. Out the gate, that's almost saying, you know, what if Belichick didn't stick with Tom Brady in a way, you know, and I think we've talked about this on the previous episode. I don't think Brady wins as many titles. I would believe Belichick would have more titles than Brady would, if that's the case, right? Because this is also the system. And recently we've heard some younger cats come out, not younger, well, younger than our idols, I should say that, or their peers come out and say, yo, there's a lot of cats that did not get a fair shake in the league. And that was because of the way they coached. Really, really. A lot of players would have benefited by going to other teams, they said. Even star players, you know what I mean? And I don't know how many of y'all look at the game the way I do. But at one point, I believe that I just thought, you know, superstars can do what they want, but they are somewhat held back. Unless you are Michael Jordan, unless you're Kobe Bryant, unless you're LeBron James. And yes, I'm going to bring up those three names. And those are not the only three names, but those are three easiest names that I can go with. Because if you pay attention to the Lakers winning time series. Now, yes, is it embellished off the court information? Absolutely. But I don't think they would embellish the way they were being coached and what they were going through on the court. You see what I'm saying? And I think we underestimate, which I don't, you know, probably not the average fan, but I can see us underestimating coaching, you know, style of play, philosophy, you know, things like that. So if your player isn't in the right position, right playbook with the right coach to put him in the right position to win, then it might be an issue. Case in point, my boy Westbrook, when he came to LA, it was the best thing that, one of the best basketball things that ever happened to me personally, because I'm a Westbrook fan, and he in the hometown. You know, that's one of the golden kids of LA, original, you know? And it's like the one thing that I wanted was for him to win a championship at home. Obviously not with the Clippers, even though we're talking about the Clippers right now. But it was a bad fit. Why? Because of the offense that they were running, and he's one of the cats that going to need the ball all the time. So for that particular skill set that he possessed, it just didn't fit with the offense that we was running. You know what I mean? And it can kind of hold you back. He took a lot of criticism, et cetera, et cetera. Well, they said this is not anything different from younger players getting drafted or traded to. And, you know, sometimes they just be in a bad situation. When you look at, let's see. I mean, there's a couple of other players out there that I could bring up that. I mean, well, truth be told, we'll never know. You know, players that have gotten drafted. You know, remember Johnny Flynn, Jimmy Fredette? Like, there's a lot of cats that were just dope in college. Some of them weren't as, you know, they it's not like all of them were like takeovers. You know what I'm saying? But Tyler Hansbrough at point was the number one player in college history with as far as scoring points. No finesse to him. You know what I'm saying? But he was one of the most dominant offensive players in college basketball and came to the league and was every bit of pedestrian. You know, now, what is that? Is that him, his game not translating to the pros? Or is it the situation? Was it the team that he played on? Was it the coach that he played for? You know, Andrew Wiggins, highly recruited, you know, and it doesn't work out. In the early part of his career, comes to Golden State and just fits in as a phenomenal role player in the system, though, you know? So you look at a situation like that, hey, man, sometimes it might take a minute, might take you from. Look at Dennis Schroeder's career, though. A lot of cats don't realize where he started from. And he was solid with Atlanta, too. You know, a younger Schroeder, but he started to season like as he got older. But look at the amount of teams that he's played for. You see what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just your opportunity, you know. But here's the thing. When you talk about MJ, that's an established player, right? The owner for the Bulls at the time was like, yo, you know, the coach. Yo, even the head coach at the time, Doug Collins was the coach. Even Doug Collins turned his back on MJ. Like, yo, I don't think he's it. They were saying he wasn't playing team ball, 12 Cal. He wasn't passing the rock. Fast forward, we yelling out, pass the ball, Kobe. I got to bring Kobe up. But yeah, they said he was a ball hog. So it's like, we got to get rid of him, but we might as well get something from him. And 88, here's the thing though, 12 Cal, and I did a little bit of digging. That wasn't the first time he was almost traded. They said he almost got traded in 84. I was two. in 84. And it was something about a first round trading, a first round pick deadline. So it didn't happen. So the Clippers dropped the ball twice on Michael Jordan. The Clippers dropped the ball twice on Michael Jordan. Do I believe he would have won a championship with the Clippers? I cannot say no. I don't think he wins six. I don't think he goes undefeated in the finals. I think he's just as dominant or even more. I think, you know, the dynamic. I would hate to think. I cannot say, hey, keep the same career, but as a Clipper. I can't say that. And I'm not talking about the gameplay. I'm talking about overall. Like, what he built with Chicago, it's just unmatched. You know what I mean? Now, I think the colorways would definitely been different and dope. Not better. I ain't going to say it's going to be better, but they're going to be just as dope. Because if you come out those Clipper colorways now, they're going to be dope. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to make it dope. I just don't know if it ends up like that. We're talking about the butterfly effect. One blink and everything is different. But will he be able to share the same city as Magic Johnson, the other MJ? Absolutely not. I think it works, though. I think it works. And I will even go as far as saying this, a 12 cal, because I know you was waiting on my reply, but guess what? If we don't believe Donald Sterling, if we do not believe Donald Sterling can put the team together, I think he ends up with the Lakers. I'm sorry I had to say it. I'm going to tell you why. Because when they was trying to trade him, Donald Sterling was so cocky. He was like, yo, I'll offer my first and sixth round draft picks. You know what I mean? And yo, we'll trade and you could pick anybody. I think it was, I forgot how many players. I think three players. Now, I don't fact check it, 12 cal, because I don't want to mix both of the drafts. I mean, I don't want to miss both of the years up, 84 and 88. You know what I mean? But Donald Sterling did say that he would, hey, you can take, what, three of my players? I forgot. I want to say it's three. I hope it's not more. If it was more than three, that would have been crazy. But let's just go with three. He said three players, and he said you could pick any three you want. This is not three that he was going to offer you. This is three players that he wants you to take. That tells me two things. He really wanted MJ, or he really don't know how he's going to keep MJ. You know what I mean? But I would want to believe, as much as we know he's an asshole, racist, whatever the case may be, that's cool. He's out of there. He's been gone since, what, 2014? Good. Good riddance. There has been some teams that has been built under his, you know what I mean? Now, the new owner has done his thing. He has started off the new, you know, makeup of the team. He started it off well, even though I think their mascot is a little, just reminds me of like the Ninja Turtles bad guy. You know what I mean? It just does. And then the logo is more, the logo to me seems more professional, you know, but keep it. It looks, I'm not a Clipper fan, but sharing the city between Air Jordan and Showtime / Magic, the city would have been in shambles. I mean, the amount of whatever money we got during that time period, just know that we're getting the same amount double time. For just MJ, you know, no, and there's no telling what type of team he would have tried to build around a Jordan. You got to remember the blueprint was set out. The blueprint been set out for years how to build a Showtime. No team has duplicated it. None. Some teams have had their run. Some teams have had groups. You know, Lobs. Look, speaking of the Clippers, Lob City. The Lobs in our original Lob City was with youngsters that was 18 years old. You know, Darius Miles, Quentin Richardson, they had L.A. in a chokehold. The young cats had L.A. in a chokehold. They did. Now, did we believe they was going to win a championship? Absolutely not. But were they entertaining? Absolutely. Absolutely. And they were reachable. They were reachable because they practiced at what you call it? JC. Southwest. The Clippers team practiced at Southwest College off of Western and Imperial. That's in the middle of the hood. You know what I mean? And they had teams. They had Vinny Del Negro had a couple of teams, you know? Then they had the Lob City team. You know, they had some teams, and now they got the Kawhi and PG-13 era, which is not bad, and they got Russ on the team, who I just finished talking about. So they got names. They got household names. They got three Cali Cats on their team, born and raised Cali Cats. L.A., Inland Empire, and fucking, what you call it, Lancaster. You know what I mean? So they made, and they got the new arena that's about to open up. Right there down the street from the Forum, down the street, across the street from SoFi, you know, off of Century and Prairie, right there on the corner. So I don't know what would have happened. I put it to you like this, you know, if Jordan goes there, I don't think Sterling gets pushed out. I don't. You got to figure that's going to extend anything. He's never had a player like that. We've always had love and respect for the Danny Mannings, the Brent Berrys of the world. You know what I'm saying? What was the white boy name number 20? Plyakowski? I can't remember, but he used to knock them three balls down. He was a killer. They've always had players that we liked. Same thing with, look, we hate Boston more than we hate the Clippers. And that's a backyard rivalry. That's just the facts. We don't even hate them all the way. We don't. Sometimes we even root for them because it's like, it's damn, nigga, little engine that could type of moment. You know, well, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say all of us. Some Laker fans just don't want to see y'all niggas win at all. just to be truthful. But it's like that though. Me, nah, I'm a fan of the sport too. And respect is due when respect is due. I love the Lob City era. I didn't think they was gonna win. I've said jokingly, and I might be even saying it seriously now. I don't think I'm gonna live long enough for them to see them win a championship. And I pray that I reach my 90s. You know, I apologize to all Clipper fans, but it is what it is. And we don't even look at it as a rivalry. But I guarantee you, if MJ was to play for the Clippers, it would be a much better rivalry. Because we will meet up in the playoffs. We will meet up in a Western Conference Championship. You know what I mean? And that's when a rivalry begins. That's exactly when a rivalry begins. It was a big thing, man. Trying to see both the Lakers and the Clippers in the playoffs. That's something right there. That freeway. I mean, it's not even a freeway because at one time we were sharing the same goddamn building. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're still sharing this. They can go. But I'm almost sure that if MJ was in town, they're not sharing an arena with the Lakers. It's not happening. You know, they will eventually get their own. It's going to be a lot of money put behind that. The marketing would be crazy. You'll probably see Michael Jordan in more movies if he stayed out here in L.A. All I'm saying, you know, and you know what? I will say this, though. You know what his kryptonite was? His kryptonite was drinking and gambling. And when I tell you Vegas is literally, if it's right down the street for us pedestrians, it's nothing but a block over for these celebrities. Now, get it. This nigga MJ was probably already going back and forth to Jersey and Vegas, you know, when I was in Pampers. But to have that access right next door, yeah, I mean, that was all a part of it. Look, MJ had a problem with the gambling. Magic had a problem with the women. All of that, I mean, the gambling is not in the same city, not like Vegas, you know. I don't think they'll ever bring sports betting to L.A. But the women, top tier, at least top three. So, with that being said, I mean, both our superstars are going to have struggles. One of them definitely, both of them had their struggles. They just had them at different times. And they didn't have them in the same city. So the marketing behind it would be bananas. You know, I think, I mean, the reason why they didn't pull a plug, because it was still that feeling like he might end up being something. And he did. So with that being said, no, not at all. No, nah, I don't think it'll work. If the Clippers, if it's hard to say that he wouldn't be considered the best ever going to the Clippers, because again, it's too many things to surround him with. I've never seen him play at a high level outside of that triangle, outside of Phil Jackson's presence. Nah. And then even in college, he had some killers around him. You know what I mean? He probably had more killers around him on that Carolina squad than he did on that Bulls squad, to tell you the truth. But nah. Because look, now you got to pick a coach. You got to pick a coach. You see what I'm saying? So I think MJ will still be MJ. You know, it coming out to LA, that's just more marketing right there. You can't, there's no getting around that. He's in LA, you know, outside of New York. There's no other place you would rather go to have that marketing and that background, you know what I mean? So at the end of the day, man, I don't think it's going to be an issue. I don't think it's going to be that much of an issue marketing wise, but sharing the city, I don't know. I mean, we adore Magic. You know, we do, you know, and balancing that type of love, woo, because you got to figure, man, Laker fans, we got chips already at this point. I don't see nobody hopping that bandwagon. There might be a couple. Don't get me wrong, because I never thought I'd see the day. I could totally understand why, yo, a lot of these 90s, these 80s and 90s, and even early 2000 Clipper fans, they turned into Golden State fans like that. So with that being said, I mean, I can't say I'd be surprised, but look, I don't think it works out with the Clippers that long. But at the time, man, that kind of looks bad. Cause look at the standards that we've already had. You stay with one team, you looked at it in a certain way, when you play for one franchise your whole life. You know what I mean? Now, Bron did break those type of standards or whatever, but it's still there. It's like an unwritten rule. Like, it's, as long as you play for one team, and look, Jordan played for two teams. They don't really count the Wizards one. They don't really count it. But it was there. It's there. It's a bad movie. It's a bad movie that he was in. And we watch it from time to time. He still had a solid performance, but it was nasty. It wasn't the MJ we was used to seeing. It hurt. It was painful. You know what I'm saying? Pause. But, you know, we typically say, yeah, it's just all Bulls. You know, you retire his jersey, watch the Wizards don't have a chance. They don't have a chance on bidding on that. You know what I mean? So, but you know, Bron is different. Bron has played for multiple teams and has won with every team that he's played for. So he set a different standard. So it really don't matter. You know what I mean? But back then, that wasn't a thing though. These players pretty much, the star players that is, they pretty much stay with their teams for a long time, forever almost. Until like towards the end, you know, when Barkley went to Houston with Scottie, you know, shit started to shake up a little bit. And then you started seeing Patrick Ewing and Elijah running in a different jersey, and it just didn't look right. But nowadays you can see your average star in other jerseys, and it's like, okay. Look how many teams Chris Paul has played for. You see what I'm saying? It's mellow, but it was different. This is the better, but the Banana Boy Boat Crew has been in some jerseys. There's been some horrid tendencies when it comes to playing for these teams now. You know, it's a lot of money, business side involved. But back then it was different, man. I'll tell you this much. I think MJ's getting paid more. But I think if he's getting paid more, then he's definitely not getting that roster. But I think he's getting paid more. He's getting paid more. And all that shit on the back end, maybe they try that. Maybe they try that as the Clippers. But this, we're talking about the Clippers. This is their second time. In 88, 88 was their second time trying to get MJ. And they still failed. So that's telling me a lot. You couldn't reel in the big fish. You could not reel in the big fish. So no, in a shorter answer, I don't see six championships. We could only hope for 2 to 3. I don't see a back-to-back, but I see anywhere between 2, maybe 3 championships, maybe. Scoring title, all the personal titles, he got that. He gonna have that. That's easy. That's what he gonna do. We're winning championships in a Clipper jersey. That's up for grabs right there. It's not a layup. It's not a dunk. It's not a for sure thing. It's not a for sure thing. So I'm gonna say no, you know, cut those championships in half or more than half. He's still gonna keep all them titles. MVPs are still gonna be on lock. I think the advertisement is gonna be that much better. Whatever we got now, presently, from the time that we were kids to up until my 40 years of age, I think whatever he's done is going to be times 10 if he came to L.A. Just like I feel that same if he went to New York. If he was in New York or in L.A., that advertisement would be crazy. Crazy. That's what I believe. That's just what I believe, 12 Cal. I'm sorry. It's the media capitals. So I think, yeah, he's going to get some cereal, all kind of shit. You know, he's got a lot of shit now, but I think it's just more access. It's just different. Instead of being in Chicago for 82 games, 82 plus games, nigga, you in LA, 82 plus games. You ain't got to go nowhere. The vacation spot that you was going to in the summer is already here. You've been living it. But I could definitely see him walking across the hallway if things get too Clipperish. So who is he playing with in that Laker jersey? Do you think he will actually win 12 Cal? Let's talk about it. Because if you don't, then if he's not going to win, we know MJ. We never said that his personality was going to change. He's still a dog. He's still petty. You don't think he'll walk across that hallway and put on that purple and gold? I mean, we heard what them niggas is. We heard what the old niggas said. We wasn't doing that back in the day. We wasn't teaming up like that. And if they did team up, in their defense, they teamed up when they was older. It wasn't like niggas teamed up in their prime. Seeing Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson in their prime together, we've already seen a little bit of that. That was called the Dream Team. And they were older at the time. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's unfair. That's unfair. You don't want to see, you know, the Great White Hope with Black Jesus on the same team. Nigga, that's... It's unfair, bro. It's unfair. And they wouldn't doing that back in the day. But that doesn't stop MJ from having an ego. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to go somewhere where they're going to win. I just don't know how that's going to look after he done got traded from Chicago. And then what about other Clippers? Does he not resign? Does he sign in free agency? I think free agency, that's a different story. If he goes to another team in free agency, I think he holds on to that. He still holds on to that godly figure. I think that godly complex. I still think he holds on to that. I know a lot of cats will say, well, if you got traded, that wasn't, you know, there's nothing he could do about that. Even though players nowadays can damn near choose a destination they want to get traded to. But you was looked at more of a respectable cat if you did it through a free agency. If you got traded, that was, you know, that wasn't on you. But if you free agency, well, I will say this. It depends on who you are and how you do it. Some cats looked at it like, nah, you know, when Bron did it, it was like, really? When AD did it, it was like, really? Well, AD got traded for. But you know what I mean? Like the offseason, you go, you know, free agency is like, oh, KD. That's what I meant to say. Not AD, KD. You know, KD goes over there to Golden State. Dog, if you get traded, that's one thing. But free agency, and you pick a... We already know what it is. And Magic wasn't doing that. Jordan definitely wasn't doing that. But I don't think Jordan career, I would just say this. I don't think Jordan career ring-wise would turn out the same way. Everything else stays the same or is time 10. For real, that's how I look at it. You know, you have those opportunities when you come to L.A. Look at Austin Reeves, a guy that came from out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere. And now he has crazy endorsements. They going crazy over him like he's a part of a fucking rock band. They made up a rumor lie about him dating Taylor Swift. And he probably did hit. But look at all the opportunity. And y'all haven't been hearing nothing but Austin Reeves names during the summertime. You know what I'm saying? So that shows you the, when you put that Laker jersey on, that's something. Now, I'm not saying that he wouldn't get in the same time of looks if he had that Clippers jersey, but you're in L.A. That's all it is. Darius Miles and Quentin Richardson made a name for themselves. And they wasn't dominant at all. No disrespect, but niggas didn't fear them. But they was out there. They was a brand. They was a brand on and off the court. It was. So, what do you think MJ was going to do? He was going to shatter records out here in L.A. Yeah. And the one thing that I would have respected is he gave us a dogfight in the playoffs. If he gives us a dogfight in the playoffs, you're going to have to respect it. But I don't know. I mean, good question, 12 Cal, but it's like, who are the other pieces that's going to be around? Remember, if this trade does go through, three players for sure is not going to be on that team with him. And if I'm not mistaken, in that 88, and that 88 draft was nice. I think Dan Marley was in that draft. It was some niggas up in that draft, but that first and that sixth pick, that ended up being Rick Smits and Mitch Richmond. Those are two good ass players. You know what I mean? So yeah, man, that's my answer. So hopefully that answers your question, 12 Cal. Shout out to 12 Cal, 12 Cal, Cal Podcast. That's my guy. That's my mentor right there. That's my guy, man. That was another great question to be a part of the show. The gym been popping, man. Hey, the gym is open all fall and all winter. I'm just letting y'all know. You know, we hoop over here in L.A. That's what we do. We had some football going on, though. SoFi was rocking tonight because the Cowboys. Man, I'm driving through the city. No lie, man. At a certain time, I want to say somewhere around like 1. No. Even before that, somewhere around 12, actually. I'm in the Inglewood area, and I see niggas walking around with Dallas Cowboy jerseys and shirts and things like that. And these white people look like they come from Texas because they don't look like L.A. white people. The typical country, blonde hair, country singer, white girl look. You feel me? Daisy Duke shorts. Shit, like, don't get me wrong. They got a huge essay following. So them as well. Shout out to my Raiders as well. And you could just tell that. You could tell the difference between an L.A. Cowboy fan and a Texas Dallas Cowboy fan. You can, man. They flooded Inglewood. And they got a W. They got a W because, you know, there was Herbert decided to throw, which, yo, Herbert might be regressing. He seems like it. You know, I thought the Chargers was going to pull that one out. It was a tight fault game. Pollard broke away from just a missed tackle. Fully didn't wrap up, and he broke for one. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what broke it open. But that pick at the end of the game kind of hurt them. Really did. It really did hurt them. So it was a solid game, though. I mean, if this probably be the only time that I actually thank the Dallas Cowboys because they beat one of the teams in my division. But I didn't have them win. I thought San Diego was going to get them. Yes, I still call them San Diego. My Raiders put out another W. Here's why I'm worried. I don't trust Brian Hoyer. Even though he threw for a little bit over 100, 6 out of 10, not bad. But again, when you pay close attention to the details and when you look at other quarterbacks, which is unfair, but it's realistic. Him being in that pocket, he just don't look poised enough. They said, fuck the rookie. We seen what we needed to see, you know, because Garoppolo hurt his back. And reports are saying that He is kind of looking good, but they don't want to rush him back. I don't care either. And Oden also predicted that he would be injured in the middle of the season, and then our quarterback was going to get in. So we was both right, because I said that the rookie was going to be replace him, and he actually did. He actually got replaced by the rookie. It was off of an injury, but the rookie came in and played. But then those responsibilities went to Brian Hoyer. We just like we seen what we needed to see. But we ended up pulling out a W. You know what I'm saying? Now we beat a terrible Pats team. We beat a terrible Pats team, but we did beat Green Bay. And Green Bay, it's not the Green Bay of old, though. Not the Green Bay of old. So I'm not going to say, that's what worries me, because we beat teams that were bad. You know, we have yet to beat a team that we're supposed to beat. And then we have to beat a good team, because we got blew out by Buffalo and we lost to the Chargers. Even though we played a bad, that was the game, that was basically the game with the rookie. And we only lost by, what, 5? I forgot. But it was a close game. And Khalil Mack had damn near like 6 sacks, though. God damn. Basketball season is approaching, though. And that's why I appreciate the 12 Cal podcast question. But, yeah, that was football. Both UCLA, USC, both lost. Just, you know what I'm saying? And my Dodgers, oh, God. I don't even want to talk about them niggas. It was just all bad, 12 Cal. All bad. Just all bad around. But it's look, I caught the Lakers in the Milwaukee game, man. I saw Dame with Giannis. Looks promising. My Lakers look promising, man. It's going to be a good basketball season, dog. Going to be a good basketball season. Now, also, before I get up out of here, Rod Strickland was in that 88 draft class, by the way. Speaking of Rod Strickland, he was on a podcast by the name of Bad Gas. Bag Gas or is it Gas Bag? I don't know. Yeah, I know the former co-host, so whatever. But anyhow, they interviewed Rod Strickland. That's, if y'all don't know, he's one of my top 5 point guards of all time. Personal, you know what I mean? And just listen to him talk about the game and what he did and what he used to do and things like that. That shit was crazy. But y'all need to go tap into that episode. Just type in Rod Strickland interview, and I'm pretty sure it'll pop up on YouTube. And that's it, man. I'm going to holler at y'all next week. Hopefully we can get another W coming up. We 3-3 right now, and it's beautiful. Richardson, the rookie quarterback for the Colts, got hurt. They saying he might be out for the year. That's bad. It's all bad right now. I wasn't hearing much noise from the Niners. The Niners lost to the Browns. I watched that game. They lost to the backup quarterback as well. But the scary thing is they're going to lose Debo for a minute. CMC is a little banged up. Trent is banged up. Like, their top 3 players for the 49ers are banged up right now. So I haven't heard them. They wouldn't really too much talking during the Cowboys game because they lost and they came out with some injuries. No Dallas Cowboys fans was talking during the game either, which was ironic. But they did start talking after they won, So Michael Parsons is getting into it with players, Niner players and shit like that. And Debo been getting into it with everybody. I don't know what's going on with that, but it's a lot of chipper and chatter. But it's also good for the game. As long as these cats don't take it off the field, they keep it on the field, that's cool or whatever. But a lot of chatting has been, and the chatting ain't going to mean nothing until they play each other for one, and then they play each other in the meaningful game. You know what I mean? So if these cats is playing at the end of the season, but, they got playoff spots locked up, I don't think that's not a meaningful game. You know what I'm saying? Because they probably ain't going to even play them. But if it's a win or die situation, popping game. If it's a playoff game, popping. Because we got that last. Yeah, we need that. We need that Niners versus Cowboys rivalry is so clutch. So clutch. But open room with BTG, man. I'm up out of here. Thank you again, 12 Cal. See y'all next week.